Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Would you have a few minutes?
Okay.
Okay. All right. And okay, first question, for just for qualification purposes, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And what is the year of your birth?
October 6, 1957.
57. Okay. Just the year is fine. 57. All right, ma'am, and what is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
An associate's degree.
Associate's degree, okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what is your race? Are you white, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
Black.
Good. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and are you registered to vote, or like many people are not registered?
Oh, yes, I'm registered. I'm always been registered.
Okay, and how satisfied would you say you are with the direction in which the country, you know, would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Well, I'm satisfied. I'm just worried about who gets elected. That makes a big difference.
Okay, so would that be very satisfied or just somewhat satisfied right now?
Very.
Very satisfied, okay. Right, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in this upcoming November 2024 election? From 0, from 10, meaning that you are extremely likely to vote, 5, meaning you're not neither likely to, or, you know, nor unlikely to vote, or 0, meaning that you're not likely to vote.
10, very likely.
10. Okay. All right, ma'am, and how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated and 10 means that you're extremely motivated?
10.
10. All right, ma'am, how much power do you feel that your vote has, you know, to create change in your community? Please rate that amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2, okay? Criminal justice reform, like police violence, crime and violence, Israel-Palestine conflict, student loan forgiveness, healthcare, immigration, jobs and the economy, teaching history in schools, climate change, racism and discrimination, the cost of living and inflation, voting rights, and democracy or abortion?
Health care and injustice.
Let me see. You said injustice, racism and discrimination?
Yeah, racism and discrimination.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to rate your, you know, how you feel about some people and some groups, you know, people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, a 5, feeling neither warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? 0 meaning that it's very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know or never heard the person, the people or groups, you can indicate that as well, okay? The first one would be... Kamala Harris.
10.
10. Okay, Republicans in Congress.
0.
Okay, what about black members of Congress?
10.
Joe Biden.
10.
Tim Walz.
10.
Hakeem Jeffries.
Hakeem Jeffries. I'm trying to remember, who is he? I'm not sure about that one. I mean, I keep it with politics, but...
So what number would you give it? A member 5 is neutral, or
Well, I don't know who he is, so I mean, I've heard of his name, but I'm not sure what party he's affiliated with.
Okay. Okay. All right, ma'am, and what about Donald Trump?
Zero.
Zero. Okay. Thank you. All right. And if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. All right, ma'am, how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? Very certain, somewhat, not too certain, or not at all certain?
Oh, very.
Very. All right, and if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or undecided?
A Democratic candidate.
Democratic. All right, ma'am, would you say Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, or all of their promises to Black Americans?
I would say they keep all their promises as long as, and sometimes things are blocked by the Republicans, so.
Okay, but, so in your opinion, all of their promises, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, does Joe Biden, okay. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for the Democrats and for Congress, or does it make any difference either way?
It doesn't make any difference.
No difference either way. Okay, and then was your life better under Biden or better under Trump?
Much better under Biden.
Much better under Biden, okay? All right, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey. I only have a little bit more to go. I really appreciate your time and help with this survey, okay? Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about, you know, Republicans in Congress. For each, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. A zero does not raise any concerns about voting for Republicans in Congress. And five is somewhat in the middle, okay? You may use any number between 0 and 10. Okay, Trump told the white supremacists, the Proud Boys, to stand back and stand by. If he loses, and we saw that resulting carnage at the Capitol on January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Trump continues saluting Proud Boys on a stage at every MAGA rally. He promised them immunity if he wins in a blood, you know, battle. If he loses, Republicans in Congress continue condoning this violent rhetoric or communities must send a resounding message this election, not on our watch, okay? Does that raise any concern in the middle or raises a lot of concern, in your opinion?
A lot of concern.
What number would you give it from 0 to 10?
10 being the highest concern, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, 10.
Okay, Black entrepreneurs, you know, have worked hard to build generational wealth in Black communities, create jobs, and support the local economies. Republicans want to strip away these opportunities and widen the racial wealth gap by defunding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agency, which provides grants to Black-owned, you know, businesses, and attacking organizations working to include more Black Americans in wealth creation. Does not raise any concern in the middle or raises a lot of concern from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. All right. Education is the foundation of success and opportunity, but Republicans want to strip away access to education for Black Americans by gutting funding for public schools, eliminating grants that help Black students afford college, and banning African American history from our schools. Does that raise any concern in the middle or raises a lot of concern? From 0 to 10. 10. All right, and Trump and Republicans, you know, have stripped millions of women of the right to make decisions about their own bodies, with black women facing a disproportionate impact. More, you know, than half of black women of reproductive age have little no access to abortion care thanks to Trump. And Republicans have promised to pass a national ban that would restrict access even further, putting the lives and health of black women at risk. Does not raise any concerns in the middle, or raises a lot of concerns, in your opinion?
Ten.
Okay, and the last one say Republicans are pushing forward with Project 2025, a dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly for black communities. Under Project 2025, Republicans will gut health care coverage for black Americans, make it easier to discriminate against black Americans for jobs, eliminate diversity and equity programs, allowing corporations to pollute our communities, and eliminate benefits we have paid into, such as Social Security. Does not raise any concerns in the middle, or raise a lot of concern, in your opinion?
Ten.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Thinking of the message you just heard, okay, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can select up to two options, okay? We have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists. The second one says, we cannot allow our generation to be stripped of freedoms that so many sacrificed for before us. The third one says, black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself. Number four, we cannot stand while our lives and the lives of our loved ones are put in danger. And the last one says, we cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's future. Which one would you select to be the most important to you?
The last two.
That we cannot stand by our, okay, and the MAGA, right? Okay. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and we have just a few more questions to ask you again. As you may know, there will be an election for president in U.S. Congress and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in this upcoming November 2024 election, with, 10 meaning that you're extremely likely to vote, 5 meaning that neither likely nor unlikely to vote, or 0 meaning that you are not likely to vote? But you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. And how motivated are you to vote in this November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, with 0 means that you are not all motivated, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated?
10.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, okay, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or undecided, or would you not vote?
Democratic.
All right, man, thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Very or just somewhat progressive?
Very.
Very progressive. All right, man, are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay, and in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
And do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay, and how would you describe your employment status? Would that be full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanent, disabled, homemaker?
I'm retired.
All right. All right, ma'am, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Was that Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
I voted for Biden.
Biden, okay. All right, ma'am, and last question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, okay?
$65,000.
$65,000, okay. All right, ma'am. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often would you attend? How often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?
Never.
Never. Okay. All right, ma'am. With this concludes our survey. I thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great evening. Thank you very much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.